That's where that's at. It's in the Bible. When Jesus had gone 40 days in the desert fasting and praying, Jesus was hungry and at a weak point. One translation says he faint with hunger and at a weak point. The devil, the tempter, came to him to tempt him. Look, people, when the devil tempts you the most, it is at your weakest moment. It's at your weakest point when the devil come to attack you the most. But God then gave us a solution for that. How did Jesus handle this moment? He brought God into it. Look, we don't wait until stuff happen to put God in it. We don't wait until a catastrophe come to put God in it. We're going to have to put him in it in the beginning. We're going to have to put him in it at all times. We can't wait till something happen or go wrong to put Jesus in it. But we need to do like Jesus. The weakest we get, when we get to that weak point and it's overwhelming, all we got to do is put Jesus in it. And it's not hard to do if he already in you. The scriptures say, great is he that's in you than he that's in the world. That means study and show yourself approved. You should have been studying all the time. Meditate. He said, meditate therein, day and night. Let the word not depart from my eyes, nor our lip. Meditate therein, in it. And so he said, also say, prepare our way for us even before we get there. He make the crooked place straight. But if you have not been studying and meditating and worshiping and praising God, when the devil come here and you don't know, he'll laugh. Oh, they don't know, and he'll whoop you down. But you got to know what the word say. He quoted the Bible, God's word. Each time the devil tried to trap Jesus, Jesus would respond, it is written. That's what we need to say. See, you know the devil, he quoted God's word. You know, that's something. But that's why I say we got to know in our knowings. Like my mama used to say, we got to be know in our knowings, in our hearts, you mean. We need to know. We need to know so we stand up to the enemy like Jesus said, because he said we can do it. We got power and authority. He tried to trap Jesus. But Jesus told him, it is written. That's what we need to tell the devil. It is written. And quote the scripture. Say what God said. Amen? Don't let him beat your people. Many people also rob the blessing that the Bible tells us are ours in Christ Jesus. But because we don't know it, we never truly live in them. I just finished talking to you about. We got to know it in our heart. The Bible says in Acts 19 and 20, so mighty grew the word of God that it prevailed. God's word is an overcoming word. When we get to know more of God's words and his power, we overcome. Whatever is thrown at us, because we know that God's word will prevail. It will overcome. God said we are overcomers. I believe that. And he said his word prevail. I don't care what was said, what it looked like. He said his word will prevail. All we got to do is believe him, praise him, worship him, thank him, and keep going and believe him. He say patience is a virtue. God's word and his power, we can overcome. God say once we begin to use that authority, we have power. That's why he told us we have authority. He has given us that power. Ooh, God's word is an overcoming word. When we get to know more of God's word and his power, we overcome. Did y'all hear what I say? When we get to know more of God's word in his power, we overcome. Whatever is thrown at us, because we know that God's word will prevail, we will overcome. We do not only know your Bible, but spend time getting to know the God of the Bible. That you may grow in knowledge of knowing Jesus and all that he has made available to you by his blessing and his grace. And doing so, let the word of God dwell in you richly, that you may know what Jesus Christ has divinely and most graciously given you through the blessings of his divine exchange at the cross of Calvary. Know and live in the power of being a child of the living God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Our minister, Lily Bede, and I shall be praying for us today. Amen. We thank God for that powerful word that we just heard. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We come before you this morning, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for waking us up this morning still and closing our right mind. We thank you, Lord God, for your grace and mercy, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that your grace is new every day. Your mercies are new each day, and your grace is sufficient, oh God, for every situation we face in life today. Father God, we thank you that you have forgiven us for our sins, and you have blocked out all our transgressions, and you have washed away all our iniquities. We thank you, Lord God, that you've given us power and authority over the enemy today. In the name of Jesus, we come binding the hand of the enemy. We cancel every contract. We reverse every curse, every plan that the enemy got out to interrupt the people of God's day. We curse it to the root. We say the hand of the Lord and the blood of Jesus be against it right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we ask that your church become a great soul-winning church for you. We pray for pastors. We pray for evangelists. We pray for prophets and all the people of God. And we ask you to bless them. Bless churches financially to have and maintain abundance provision to fulfill your mission for us. Help us to have your abundance to give as we are led by your spirit and given to others. Make our leaders sensitive to you and the needs of our children and our youth, making them grow mightily in the ways and the things of God, making them giants for you. Bring a great revival so we will be strong and you and in the power of your might, according to Ephesians 6 and 10. Let us recognize sin immediately and turn from it. Let us walk in love and desire spiritual things, according to Colossians 3 and 2. Heavenly Father, we intercede for those you have called us to intercede for. We pray the will of God be done in and over us and everyone we have prayed for today. Strengthen us today and close us with your glory. Let us hear your voice today and teach us in your ways. Keep each of us covered in your blood and heal us from every sickness and disease that the devil tries to hit us with. Cover each of us with the shield of faith and declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, but everything we put our hands to do shall prosper. For we are like trees planted by rivers of water, according to Psalms 1 and 3, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we now put on each of us the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, which we choose to use against all forces of evil. We declare that we defeat the enemy with the word of God, as the Spirit of God leads us, according to Revelation 19, 11, and 16. We put away murmuring, complaining, condemning, and criticizing from each of us. We thank you that you are our authority, Jesus, the Lord of hosts, Jehovah Shabbat. We now take the sword of the Spirit and use the authority that God has ordained us with, according to Luke 9 and 1. For we have been given power and authority over all the devils and demons to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy, according to Luke 10 and 19, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, as we go out today, let us recognize you as Jehovah Shabbat. We will not fear, for you have called us by name. We are yours. When we pass through the waters, you will be with us, and through the rivers, they will not overtake us. When we walk through the fire, we will not be burned, neither will the flames kindle up on us. We will not be dismayed, for you are our God, according to Isaiah 41 and 10. We will wait upon you, Lord, and you will renew our strength. We will mount up with wings as eagles. We will run and not be weary. We will walk and not faint, according to Isaiah 40 and 31. We will not be afraid or dismayed by reasons of the great multitude. The battle is not ours, but yours. You're on our side, therefore we will fear no man. When the enemy comes in like a flood, your spirit will lift up a standard against him, according to Isaiah 59 and 19. You did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind, according to 2 Timothy 1 and 17. Greater is Jesus in us than any demon, devil, fallen angel, evil force, power, or principality, and rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness, and Satan. All these are under the feet of Jesus Christ. Greater is Jesus in us than the devil that is in the whole world. Greater is Jesus in us than all our circumstances and all our reasoning. Therefore, we follow you, Lord Jesus. We cry out to you, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, who was, who is, and who is to come. In the name of Jesus, you have created all things, and for your pleasure and by your will, which is your word, they are and were created and continue to exist. You are worthy to receive glory, honor, and power, according to Revelations 4 and 11. To you belongs the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Lord Jesus, we thank you that your promises to us is yes and amen. Father God, I ask you in the name of Jesus that you enlighten our eyes, God, that you open our ears spiritually, Lord, so we can hear what the word of God is speaking to our hearts. Lord God, I thank you right now, Lord God, that you enable us to tread upon serpents, Lord God. Let us realize, God, we are already victorious in every area of our life. We are not defeated, Lord God. We are empowered by your word. We thank you for your word, Lord. Let us learn to live your word, Lord God. Let us speak your word in our daily life, God. Let us realize, God, that you have an answer and a solution through your word for every situation that comes in our lives. Lord God, let us be reminded that through the blood of Jesus Christ, we are already healed. We are already delivered from all manner of sickness, disease, germs, and virus. Lord God, we thank you for your word. We praise you for your word because your word is true, Lord God. Your word is forever established in the kingdom of heaven and on earth. In Jesus' name, I ask you to bless every person in Central Louisiana, Lord God. Supply all their needs in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for listening to One Verse Ministry, and to correspond with us, you may call at 318-623-9503 or 318-729-0860. Be sure to tune in every Monday from 9:30 to 10 a.m. on KAYT. KQJO.
During these trying times, our troops need our help more than ever. Right now, blood supplies are at an all-time low. Just one pint of blood can help save the lives of our servicemen and women. So give the gift of life. Give blood. It's safe, simple, and it saves lives. That's from Walsworth Collision, where they say service isn't just a courtesy, it's a commitment. For more information, 318-925-6148. That's 318-925-6148 for Walsworth Collision, 6801 Cold Kit Road in Keithville. Walsworth Collision is another proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT, KQJO, FL.
KAYTFM
88.1 Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport, 98.9 Monroe West Monroe, 100.1 Lake Charles,
and KQJO-FM
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi,
and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. And you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana.